Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about the second Pascagoula alien abduction. That's correct, the second Pascagoula alien abduction. Now, most of us are familiar with the October 11th, 1973 alien abduction of Charles Hixon and Calvin Parker. Both of these gentlemen have recently passed away, but we have a lady who's come forward here by the name of Maria Blair. Now, I believe she first came out in 2019 to say that she was there and saw Charles and Calvin as they were abducted by these very strange, odd alien creatures and taken back onto this craft. Now, I think I first heard about this woman about 2019. She did like a local TV spot with her husband. I believe they actually even met with Calvin Parker and talked to him. Netflix has brought this to the forefront again, claiming that it's new. Well, it's new, but not that new. But what's more important to me is in the next article that we're going to look at, where she talks about the fact that she believes she was also abducted by these aliens. Now, the article begins, it says, the title says, "New witness of 1973 alien abduction in Mississippi, featured in new Netflix doc, claims she saw the five-foot creature with pincer-like claws that performed examinations on two fishermen. Maria Blair said she saw the famed UFO abduction and being that was not a man. Two men had said eerie beings abducted and examined them like any doctor. The men made international news with their bizarre alien account tale in 1973. And then it goes on down here. This is written by Matthew Phelan, senior science reporter, it says, for DailyMail.com, dated April 11th, 2024. A new witness to a bizarre alien abduction in 1973 that is at the center of a new Netflix show has spoken out for the first time. Now, I don't think this is actually the first time, but we'll give him that. During a video interview, she recalled seeing five-foot-tall aliens emerge from an oval-shaped UFO with flashing blue lights over the Pascagoula River, scoop up the fishermen, and carry them off into the night sky. As an interesting aside, I kind of looked up a little bit of the local stuff on Pascagoula there, and I guess that word is it's a Native American word for bread eater. I thought that was kind of cool. When the craft returned, she claims the beings grabbed each man by the arm who were slumped over and unconscious. Now, I think she actually says in the interview that Calvin appeared to be unconscious. His head was bent down, but Charlie was kind of walking right along with him. Remember, as I recall, Charles Hixon was a combat Korean War vet, if I'm not mistaken. I've said many times in the program, I've had people leave comments that claim that their family knew his family, and that Charles Hixon was a stand-up guy. I've also heard lots of nice things about Calvin, that he was just a salt-of-the-earth kind of fellow. It says, while the case is decades old, it has been brought back to life in Netflix's top-ranking new docuseries, Files of the Unexplained, sparking new interest into what may have happened on that night in the Mississippi Marsh. Then it has a picture of Charles and Calvin here. Calvin, a very young man. It's got a picture, an illustration of this alien here, almost like a, I don't know, some kind of a swamp monster. And crab-like pincers on the hands, the feet are, I'm not sure if you'd call those fins or hooves. Very strange head, no neck really. These appendages sticking out where the eyes should be at. Weird stuff. It says, as UFO's blue lights flashed and it descended close to the marshland below, three five-foot gray wrinkled skin creatures with pincer-like claws seized the two men, subjecting them to examination, according to Parker, just like any doctor would. I believe that in Calvin Parker's account, he felt like he was assaulted by a female alien, physically assaulted, not the other kind of assault. And he talks about grabbing her by her skinny neck and squeezing it in order to make his escape. The first episode of the Netflix series focuses on the experiences of Calvin Parker when he was age 19, after he maintained that he fought off an alien by getting her around her skinny, expletive neck. Blair is just now coming forward to tell her part of the story. That's not exactly true. Like I said, you can look this up, and we'll look at another older story showing that that's not correct. They left twice. When they brought Calvin and Charlie Hixon back, she said, when they brought them back from the spaceship. That's when they got back in the craft, Blair said, and it took off straight up. Parker and Charles Hixon made international news following their claims. As Hixon described the scene to police in a 1973 video, the UFO flashed its blue lights as it descended into the marsh, revealing three 5-foot gray, wrinkled skin creatures with pincer-like claws who seized the two men. Parker then chimed in, saying a large floating eye scanned their frozen bodies for about 30 minutes. They gave me a thorough examination to me, just like any doctor would. Blair, who has only spoken about her experience on October 11th, explained in her interview that she and her now deceased husband, Jerry, saw the entire thing unfold over the marsh. Goes on down here and has a picture of her and her husband and when they were younger, and then also looks like a few years before he passed. This Blair, who witnessed the events from about 350 to 400 feet away on the opposing side of the Pascagoula River, said that the younger man, Calvin Parker, appeared to be more afraid in the moment. Decades later, Parker and Blair got to meet in person. Anyway, it goes on down here. It says, I'm watching from my car and I'm seeing the lights, the blue lights flashing, said Blair, who was then waiting with her husband for a boat to take him to an oil rig out in the Gulf of Mexico. That's when Calvin Parker said he'd seen the blue lights. Blair estimates she saw the UFOs flashing blue lights for about 35 to 40 minutes in total that night. The same testimony given to police by Parker and Hickson. You're surprised when you look in the sky and you can see a blue light. It really calls your attention to it, Hickson told Jackson County Sheriff in a taped interview the night of the incident. Remember, this is 1973. We didn't have, you know, drones flying all over the place. And it come right down above the bayou, he said, 2-3 feet above the ground. Blair, too, witnessed that key moment. She said the door opened, bright white light come through, very bright, and I'm seeing three UFO guys come out, aliens or whatever they are. UFO researcher Philip Mantle and Dr. Irene Scott interviewed Blair on two separate occasions, first in 2019 and again 4 years later, saying she has stuck to her story, but the Mississippi woman has not shared details with the Sheriff's Department or U.S. military that spoke with the two men decades ago. How could you blame her? Parker and Hickson's story also made international news, and both men were featured on TV several times, so it is not clear if Blair may have taken some of the fisherman's details during her recent interviews. We were sitting at the dock waiting to go out, Blair told Mantle. She, Maria, said, did you see that? I said, I did hear a big splash. I thought it was a blimp or something, she continued, but said it was something else. Dr. Scott, a professor at St. Bonaventure University in Ohio, learned that Blair observed the UFO going back and forth across the sky in a way not possible of an airplane. I told my husband, there's something wrong with that plane, she continued. It's like he doesn't know where he wants to go. Blair claimed she had an up-close encounter with one of the beings. Something came up out of the water, and it was like a person, and I told Jerry, there's somebody out there. She was very sure it was not a fish. Mantle, who published a new book with Dr. Scott on the case last September, Beyond Reasonable Doubt, said that he first located the couple via an anonymous comment made by their youngest daughter on a YouTube video. The Blairs had not sought out fame, money, or journalistic attention, said UFO researcher Philip Mantle, who supplied the new on-camera interview to DailyMail.com. They didn't step forward, as some people suggest, Mantle told the DailyMail.com. It's got a picture here, an old interview with Charles Hickson, and then a sketch of this alien that he says abducted him. On down the article says, it was just this stray comment on YouTube from their youngest daughter, Tracy. The Blair's eldest daughter, Angela Maria, also shared her own memories of the shocking story to Mantle, emphasizing that the tale remained a tightly held bit of family lore for decades. My mother has always wondered what happened to those two guys and if they were still in the area, she wrote to Mantle. She's only told my grandparents, who have passed, myself, my sister, and my ex-father-in-law the story, because she was always scared they, i.e. the pincer-clawed alien beings, would come back for her. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department and former U.S. Air Force UFO investigator, astronomer J. Allen Hynek, also investigated the abduction case in the mid-1970s. After interviewing Hickson and Park separately, the sheriffs then strategically left the two together alone in an interrogation room where they were secretly taped, hoping that the two fishermen would privately try to get their story straight. Instead, the two men could be heard on the secret police tape, too busy coping and processing their sheer terror. I got to get home and get to bed or get some nerve pills or see the doctor or something, Parker can be heard saying on the tape. I can't stand it. I'm about to go half crazy. I know, Hickson replied as they tried to settle down. You can't believe it. You can't make people believe it. Both men later passed polygraph exams. That's interesting. We did everything we knew to try to break their stories, as Jackson County Says Jackson County Sheriff's Captain Glenn Ryder told the Washington Post in 1975, if they were lying to me, they would be in Hollywood. Calvin Parker had only been 18 or 19 at the time of the alleged abduction at the hands of the three wrinkled gray beings. Hickson was then 42. He passed away on September 9, 2011 at age 80. Parker passed away last year, August 24, 2023, but not before retelling his story one last time to the filmmakers behind Netflix's Files of the Unexplained. He was ill at that point, Mantle told DailyMail.com via phone. They were very compassionate and knew of his illness by the time they went to interview him. It wasn't a Mickey take or something like that, he said, although there are a few funny parts because that's the way it is with stories like this. Very cool. It's neat to hear this lady talk about her experience actually witnessing this as a third party from, you know, from 300 or 400 yards away or 300 or 400 feet away and seeing these two men abducted by these strange aliens. Now, I want to get a little bit deeper into her own experience being abducted there by these aliens in Pascagoula after this happened to Charles Hiskin and Calvin Parker. Getting into this part of the story where this gal reports that she was actually abducted by the same set of aliens and UFO that Calvin Parker and Charles Hiskin were abducted by, we can go here to Indy100.com. The title says, two alien abductions happened in the same night and place for the first time in history. Dated December 27, 2023. Two alien abductions happened on the same night and place for the first time in history, experts claim. Maria Blair, that's the gal we were just talking about who claims to have witnessed this abduction down there in Pascagoula. Maria Blair initially said she saw the UFO, which landed on the banks of the Pascagoula River, Mississippi, U.S., before three creatures kidnapped two fishermen. She also remembered seeing a strange gray man emerge from the water as they stood watching the UFO on the pier on the opposite side of the river. That is all she could remember for 45 years before her husband, Jerry, made a deathbed confession that they too had been abducted that night. Now, U.S.-based Dr. Irina Scott, Ph.D., and British UFO investigator Philip Mantle believe the case could be the first double abduction in UFO history. Dr. Scott, who has worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, said this event was the UFO abduction account of Charles Hiskin and Calvin Parker by the Pascagoula River. It had great impact and drew international headlines because, unlike most such accounts, they were conscious and reported immediately. Thus, it began as an extremely credible report. But unlike most others, a number of additional independent reports of UFO sightings were made in the area at around the same time. Because of the men's honesty and additional factors, this has become one of the best known of all abductions, and it has been termed the best documented such account on record. It's got a picture here of Calvin and Charles. It goes on, it says, Calvin and his pal Charlie Hiskin were fishing on the banks of the Pascagoula River, Mississippi, on October 11, 1973, when a strange oval-shaped craft landed in front of them. The men said creatures with lobster-like claws at the ends of their arms and carrot-like growths for nose and ears emerged from the craft and grabbed them. And just imagine being there along the banks of the Mississippi back in 1973 fishing, just hanging out, and this spacecraft shows up with these bizarre-looking aliens. The creature's skin was described as pale in color, wrinkled with no eyes and slits for mouths. On the ship, Hiskin claimed that he was examined by what looked like a large football-shaped mechanical eye, about 6 to 8 inches in diameter, that seemed to scan his body. So 6 to 8 inch, oh, I don't know what the size of a small basketball, maybe twice the size of a softball or something, this thing just whipping around, measuring him, photographing him, whatever. Parker, aged 19 at the time, claimed that he could not recall what had happened to him inside the craft, although later, during hypnotic regression, he offered some hazy details. The men were released after about 15 to 20 minutes, and the creatures levitated them, with Hiskin dragging along the ground back to their original position on the riverbank. Unknown to them, Maria and Jerry Blair were sitting in their car looking out across the river when they saw strange blue lights in the sky. Remember 1973, that would get your attention. They watched the strange lights for about 40 minutes before getting out of the car and walking down the pier toward a boat. As she was walking along the pier, Maria saw something out of the water on her side of the pier, describing it as a gray man. Jerry dismissed it and they carried on walking. Maria didn't think much of it until the next day when the abduction of Calvin Parker and Charlie Hixon was reported in the news. She discovered that their encounter had taken place at the same time the Blairs had been there, but on the other side of the river. But Maria never talked about it to anyone except her family, and Jerry wanted her to keep it quiet because people would think she was crazy. She didn't talk about it for 45 years until they discovered that Calvin Parker had finally begun talking about it himself. Mr. Mantle and Dr. Scott managed to trace Maria after her daughter, Tracy, left a message on a Fox 10 News YouTube interview with Calvin in 2019. It's got a picture of the old pier here from Clear back in 1973, pretty rustic. Dr. Scott interviewed Maria and Jerry, who told much the same story, except that Jerry was quite skeptical about UFOs. Dr. Scott was intrigued because Maria seemed very emotional about a thing that came out of the water and looked like a man. Later, Jerry became very ill and sadly died in 2019. However, just before he went on a ventilator, he told Maria that they had been abducted. He had not talked about this before because of potential harassment. Maria immediately called the investigators from the hospital and said there was something Jerry wanted to tell them. He said he had seen the same happenings as his wife and remembered more. He had seen the gray humanoid creature moving away to the other side of the river. He also had seen the blue lights on the UFO and saw it shooting off into the sky. He stated that he had kept quiet for all these years for fear of people laughing at him. Jerry remembered more than Maria did at that point on the pier. He said some of the beings were 6 feet tall and gray in color. Two of them grabbed him and got control of him. He said that he saw them but did not want to see them. One of the beings stood in front of the others, and Jerry thought this one was the leader. The beings floated them into the object. He said that they performed an exam on him that he didn't want and was refusing to let happen. He said that one of them should have been a doctor and said he kept his eye on that one. Maria said that Jerry recalled watching them float across the Pascagoula River until he no longer had them in his sight. Then he watched the craft shoot straight up out of sight. Maria had not remembered the abduction, but Mantle was sure that something had happened to them, so arranged for her to undergo hypnotic regression last year to jog her memory. During the session, she was confused and very scared. She didn't know where Jerry was and wanted to find him. She thought she was floating in the air. Then she said something was in control of her. She said that she was seeing something that she had never seen before. A door opened and a being was taking her to the door. Something was metallic. She just wanted her husband. Then she was inside. She thought she had been given some form of sedative, but did not feel any needle. She said there had been a blue light that had flared out on both sides of the object. She thought it was a most beautiful shade of blue. She didn't see the beings walk. She said they floated. She said the beings had taken complete control of her mind. Well, that's kind of a scary thought. Then she saw a table. It was the only thing inside. They laid her on the table. The beings left, but later she thought they were staring at her. They put a thin metallic thing over her, and it hovered over her female parts. She thought they were interested in her DNA and her eggs. When the machine passed over her, nothing hurt, but it was taking information. She was terrified. Nothing touched her when this happened. The hypnotist asked her what the beings wanted to know. She said they didn't want her to know. She then said what they were interested in was children. Their goal was to make children look like people. This was so they could live among us. She said the aliens need a disguise. They need their children to look like humans so they can roam the earth and look like us. She was asked why they needed to roam the earth. Maria replied that they didn't say. She was asked about their ultimate mission. Maria said it was to be among us. She was asked about the benefit of being among us. Maria said that it was their mission. She was asked what this was and said to help mankind. It doesn't seem to be helping mankind when you're abducting people and taking them on board spacecraft against their will. She told the hypnotist she believed her husband had seen the creatures before and was protecting her from them. Under hypnosis, Maria, now 72, of Theodore, Alabama, said, "He knew they were going to attack me. He knew they were going to come get me. I don't know what he had with them, but he knew." She thought the beings had kept them together. She said that it was something that they were going to do with the eggs sometime later in life with me, and he knew it. The hypnotist asked why she was chosen, and she said because she was a woman. and that the visitors were performing a human-alien breeding program. She said, "They are among us now." Dr. Scott said, right from the beginning, Maria Blair had the impression that something else had happened to them that night, and her husband Jerry finally told her that they too had undergone an abduction encounter. Even though Jerry was very ill at the time, Maria was quite angry with him for having kept this a secret for decades. She could say that Jerry was making a kind of deathbed confession and finally told his wife what had happened. It was obvious that he wanted to get this account out in the open before he passed. We must also clarify that Maria and Jerry did not step forward to tell their story. Were it not for their daughter's comment on YouTube, then we would have never heard anything about it. When it comes to the hypnotherapist, a lady by the name of Crystal Slaughter, she was not told anything about the UFO events. She was simply asked to take Maria back in time that night on the Pascagoula River. Once Maria started telling her story under hypnosis, Ms. Slaughter was very surprised. Sadly, Calvin Parker died in August last year after a battle against kidney cancer just before the 50th anniversary of the classic case. Dr. Scott and Philip Mantle's new book, Beyond Reasonable Doubt, The Pascagoula Alien Abduction, is now out on Amazon. Pretty scary stuff to think that these guys could be out there walking among us. The very kind of entities that think nothing of kidnapping people, taking them off on ships to do whatever to them, mutilating cattle, all the other really nefarious stuff that they do. To think that these creatures could actually be walking among us is kind of a scary thing to me. I guess time will tell. Until next time, though, this is UFO Warning, over and out.